Welcome to a long-awaited episode of Nerdy, Bored, and Almost 30. This is Mowgli.
And Sarah.
And we're going to talk about how shitty everyone is.
Yeah, pretty much. Been doing poorly with the opposite sex.
Yeah, it has not been fun. And just a little side note here. I'm actually about to turn 30. This might be the last episode before the almost 30 becomes the not true partner URL and podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's like kind of because you'd still like almost be 30. It would just be like backwards. Yeah. And like I'm still almost 30.
You are 45.
That's just woman years. That's not fair.
So we're just going to. So we've both been kind of gone for a while. It's mostly been because I'm too lazy to set up the thing.
We have lives.
Yeah, we got jobs, we got lives, we got things going on.
We do stuff.
Sarah doesn't hold the microphone close enough to her face.
Sorry.
Anyways. So what's... You want to start?
Do I have to start?
Yeah, you start.
Okay, so actually, like, met a guy that I really liked.
What are we going to call him for this story?
I don't know. Gary?
Homeless Gary?
No, he wasn't homeless, probably. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to go to his home. Because it didn't really go anywhere, which was unfortunate. Because I actually really liked him. And I really wanted to have sex with him again.
How many times did you guys have sex?
Just once. And, like, I had explicitly said, like, hey... Should be an ongoing thing because I don't want to just like bang you once because I actually like you, and I don't know, he seemed receptive to that, but then that didn't really play out.
Did he say anything?
Did he say anything?
To like I want to bang you more?
Yeah. He was like, oh yeah, I want to bang you like 16 times.
Did he puke or something?
No, he didn't throw up. I didn't throw up. There was no puke. It was very romantic.
I puked a lot with the one I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, you did. You had a little bit more time. I think I just had like 3 dates with this guy.
Just 3 dates? That sucks.
Yeah, but he spent the night and spent like 14 hours here or something. No. I don't know.
You let some dude spend 14 hours here?
I don't know. We spent like the whole day here, yeah.
That's cool.
It was nice. It was really nice. But he was like getting out of a super long relationship, and I kind of hate people like that too, because like he had just moved out, and then like the next week he's banging me. I don't like people who can really get out of a relationship that quickly. But
is that because you've been cheating on her?
Like, yeah, probably. Yeah.
Because I don't know. For me, it depends on who did the dumping. Like when I get dumped, I get fucking slutty real quick.
Oh yeah.
And I don't see a fault in that.
No, okay, that's fair.
You're supposed to be, like, pine over the person who's like, fuck you, go away.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at me, look at my purity over here. I love him so much that I'm not going to go, like, have a sad fuck. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
But if you're like, oh, I'm dumping you, and then you're out, like, getting laid and shit, it's like, oh, cool. So it seems like you dealt with your feelings about this ending before making that call. Thanks. Which is kind of insulting. Like, I'd be pissed.
Yeah. I don't know the specifics of their relationship. I didn't ask because that wasn't really any of my business. I didn't really know him that well. Mm. And like I don't want to talk about people's exes.
Really?
No, not really. Not until not when I'm making out.
Well, you don't want to talk about anything when I'm making out. I'm using my mouth.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to touch his mouth. I mean, I didn't want to date him. He had just gotten out of a super long relationship.
How long was it?
14 years.
That's disgusting.
I know. He was like 28 or something.
Yeah.
I know.
What was he, 5 when he met this person?
I don't know. It's like the whole high school sweetheart thing, I guess.
Well, how do you get out of that? That sounds so weird.
Yeah,
you must
I don't
be
know.
So like fucking not well equipped for the world if you've been dating somebody since you're 14 and fucking
right. And then like he's getting on Tinder and like meeting me, who's been single like for years.
That explains a lot.
Overwhelming.
sure. I mean, now I know why. Never mind.
Are you gonna say something mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you know, you.
Whatever, I can take it.
Apparently, you did 3 times. Then he left.
Oh man. Whatever. I was good. Whatever. I would do everything that I did the same because I feel like I acted appropriately.
What about what's happening with the dude? Didn't you have something else going on? Oh yeah, somebody's like messaging you.
Oh my god, yeah, this is hilarious, I think. So on, this is what, OkCupid, some dude messages me and like he's some new guy, and then at some point he's like, oh, plot twist, we fucked before. And I'm like, oh my. And I don't know who this guy is, but apparently I banged him a couple times and then ghosted him. And he doesn't appreciate that. But like his feelings aren't hurt. He made that pretty clear. But they're like,
why is he still talking angry to you?
I don't know.
My feelings aren't hurt. I'm just angry.
The thing is, all he wants to do is hate fuck me. Like he just wants to bang me again and then never talk to me. And like he doesn't have any leverage, so why did he tell me like what he wants when that's something that I have to like acquiesce to? Like, yeah, unless he's gonna like come over here and rape me, because he knows where I live, or approximately anyway. Like, he knows.
What the fuck, Sarah?
I don't know. Whore? I don't remember who he is.
You,
I know.
Fucking whore.
No, because there are details about it that it doesn't really all match up.
Like what?
Because he says, so like he's been here, and he says that he came in my mouth, and then I ghosted him. Like he said that like I ghosted the shit out of him, so I just stopped talking to him.
Who you been sucking off? Make a list of all the people you suck off.
That's what I've been doing, which has been like endlessly amusing because I just like get a loop in my head of like, oh, but that guy didn't come in my mouth.
It's probably endlessly long too.
Huh?
Probably endlessly long too.
What do you mean?
All the fucking people that you slaughtered.
No, it's not. Oh my god.
Did you get like a phone book and just like cross people that you haven't slept with out of there?
A phone book?
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. I'm going through the phone book. This guy, I don't know. I don't know who it was. I don't really care. It's kind of a fun mystery. I don't know if I would bang him again. And apparently, it was bad, too. Like, he says a whole bunch of mean things about me.
Then why does he want to fuck you again?
Right? Like, I don't know.
It's weird.
And he wants me to, like, send him pictures of my vagina so that he can, like, hate masturbate over them.
Ooh, this guy sounds like an idiot.
This guy, it's weird. Like, the whole conversation is bizarre and super amusing.
Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah, but he disabled his OkCupid, and I'm like, ah, I don't. He told me to send him pictures over Kick or Snapchat, and I was like, I'm not gonna do that. I don't want to like download apps and send you pictures of my vagina.
I'm not gonna like try.
Yeah, like if you know where I live, then like come over here and have sex with me, I guess.
No, but that's not the answer to that. That's not the solution. I don't want to download it. I'm just coming over here and fuck
him. Well, I mean, I don't want him to go like Elliot Rodger on people.
Dude, he knows where you live, and you're worried about him going Elliot Rodger?
I don't care if he goes Elliot Rodger on us.
I do.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Are you kidding me? I'll kill you if we get shot.
No, he'd probably just shoot me. I'm like, he
might mistake me for a woman.
That's true.
And just shoot me.
No, but you would have to be here.
What, with a lightsaber?
Yeah, just in case. Like, I don't want him to do any butt stuff or anything.
Oh, no, that'd be funny.
No.
If you wanted to do butt stuff, I'd probably hand him some lube. Oh, you. All right, here we go.
Yeah, see, I need you there for lube.
Nice. You have some lube.
Yeah, I've got lube. That's fine. No, it's a fun little mystery, and he said a lot of really mean things.
What did he say? Do you have any other messages? Can you read them?
Yeah.
Grab your thing. Grab your phone.
All right. I'm gonna look for these. I'm kind of bummed that he, like, disabled his stuff. But whatever. I don't really want to talk to him anymore. Oh, and he's like, he's in Goleta, so there's all these little hints. Nothing really, like, adds up to anything that I remember.
It's probably Dan.
Yeah, I don't think so. That would be weird.
Mm-hmm. Did you find one?
It was kind of long. I'm still
going.
You're
keeping our listeners waiting.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize to me. Apologize to them.
I'm super sorry, listeners. I'm just looking for... Oh, yeah, and then, like, really early on in the conversation, I agreed. I was like, yeah, sure, hate fuck me, whatever. And then he's like, no, never mind. And then he keeps talking to me.
Does he know your name?
Yeah, he knows I'm Sarah.
How does he know?
Like, all of this information is pretty readily available, though, so whatever. All right, let's see here. Oh, yeah, we're getting here. All right.
You data slut. All right, let's read it. Come on.
All right. I did find you very unattractive. Only like that I could shove my cock down your throat and that you shut the fuck up and did what you were told. How would you feel about an arrangement where instead of me pretending to be attracted to you, I just treat you like the ugly little whore that you are? Think you can sustain that and not cut off contact? And I said, yeah, sure, sustain my attention by being mean. Why would you pretend to be attracted to me in the first place? Like, why would you be fucking something you don't even really want to fuck? Being able to degrade you would get me off. Should I cry? I've been very emotional lately. Should I get punished if I talk back?
That's great. He's probably like, what do I do with this?
I know. I'm just, like, kind of fucking with him the whole time. I'm not going to allow you to masturbate to the idea of this, so I'm going to be very direct and clear with you. If you talk back, I hold you down and shove my cock down your throat. If you cry, I'll use your tears as lubricant to beat my cock off until it's hard enough to force it in you. Does that sound appealing to you? And don't give me your drunken and or brain fried response. I want a yes or no. See, like, this, like, this guy, he knows who I am.
Brain fried response? What did you say?
I said, kind of, yeah. I deserve shit like this. I've earned being choked out and woken up to my ass being pounded. Obviously, I was very rude to you, and I don't even remember because I treat everyone with the same disrespect.
That's great. That's
you can't get great. A yes or a no. Nothing sounds appealing to me. And he says, good. I don't want your number in my phone, and I don't want you to see you around town when I'm out on an actual date. When and where do you want to be treated like the fuck meat you are? I guarantee you've earned it. The first time I met you, I knew you were a goddamn wreck. I was a bit more naive at the time. I'm at the point where I'm completely aware that you're a whore. No, I don't mean that in the passive, ridiculous women say that under their breath. I legitimately mean that I know you get your self-esteem from strangers who want to fuck you, and you can't even take the attention from that more than a couple of times. I'll be sure to remind you while I shove my cock inside you that you're a cum dumpster to me. You weren't rude. You were pleasant. It's the fact that you aren't capable of telling someone that you feel like decaying fruit inside, therefore you can't see them again, that gets me.
This guy's fucking...
Finally, I don't give a fuck about what sounds appealing to you. I'm sure if you're inebriated, anything sounds appealing, in quotations. By appealing, in quotations, I mean your consent.
What?
And I don't know who this guy is.
Yeah, what is this?
And, like, he seems pretty mad.
Yeah, you piss this guy off,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, but, like, he doesn't have any leverage. Like, there's no reason, really, for me to not just tell him I'm going to fuck him and then never talk to him again.
Yeah, you should. I mean, what you should do is set up a time and a date, and then what we'll do is we'll just, like, be somewhere else at a different vantage point.
Okay, this is another thing that doesn't add up, though. I'm going to read, like, the next message.
But that he's talking to you? Like, no. It doesn't add up that anybody talks to you, so...
He said I gave terrible head.
You probably did.
I probably did, but like, I don't remember. And like the guy, yeah, no, the guy that I last gave terrible head to wasn't here.
How do you know it wasn't terrible? What? Like, how do you know what other people are experiencing? That's what they're true. Talking about? Like, oh, the last time I gave terrible because, head. No, like, it's a conscious fucking choice.
The
other last
time I gave head, the guy... Because the other, like, most recent time... Uh-huh. Yeah, that I gave head, like... Uh-huh. The reception was very positive. And it wasn't, like...
What, like, the last 15 times you've given head, it's been positive? And
no, and it wasn't, like, after fucking. Because he says that, like, we were fucking, and then he couldn't get off, so he put his dick in my mouth. And came in my mouth. And, like, the people that I remember that happening with, like, I didn't ghost them. Like, that guy, that producer, I don't remember his name. And... Hmm? That producer guy. Anyway, he came in my mouth, but, like, I talked to him.
What producer guy?
The producer guy that I fucked the with the girl who cried, the redhead.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Okay. He came in your mouth?
Yes, he came in my mouth. That's where he wanted to. He asked and I obliged, and that wasn't really a terrible blowjob. I was like sucking on his balls while he jerked off. Like that's what he wanted to do, so I obliged. That guy was real porny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, these things, I don't remember. I don't know who this guy is.
Dude, that guy was not a looker. No. That guy you fucked? He was, no. I was like, that's probably the ugliest guy I know of that you fucked.
Really?
That I know of, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you gotta fuck everyone. Ugly guys need love, too.
Equal opportunity, come dumpster.
You never know who's gonna surprise you.
You should be like, you know what? You're not even the ugliest guy I fucked.
You're not even the ugliest guy I fucked. I should tell people that? Yeah. No, I'm not gonna tell people that.
Why?
I wouldn't want someone to tell me that.
Why not? You wouldn't, that wouldn't be flattering?
Hey, Sarah, you're not the ugliest girl I've fucked.
Well, like, you think you'd rather hear from a guy, like, you're the prettiest girl I fucked?
No, because I wouldn't believe that.
Right, I know. That's my fucking point. Like, at least this is, like, there's a baseline. Like, hey, you know what? You're not the worst.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, if a guy said that to me, I would laugh. I would actually probably enjoy that.
Yeah. And then if it is true, if the guy's like saying, you know, you're the,
and I'd want to like see pictures also.
No, it's hold on. If we take the other one of that, like if somebody's like, it's totally true, you're the prettiest girl he's fucked. Like he might not be lying. He might just be a virgin, you know, or like maybe he's a gay dude that's making an exception. I don't know.
I don't know if I'm banging virgins.
You should.
I should.
Yeah. Why not?
I don't want to. I want to take a break for a little bit. I think maybe, kind of.
Yeah, right.
I just want to make out. I don't want to have sex anymore.
I don't know. I like sex. I like making out. I like it usually with the same person over a sustained period of time.
Yep.
These are all great things. I like, you know, mix in a little bit of a friendship, an emotional connection. Yeah. Let that grow a bit until it's, you know, a standard thing. That's kind of what I'm into, but... No one else seems to be into that. Like, the last few girls, besides the most recent one, they're all just kind of, like, fucking hung out. They, like, made out. Like, fucked one of them, like, a few times, and then they just, like, disappeared.
Yep.
I'm like, whoa, okay.
It's like exactly normal? What you described. Yeah, like, a sustainable... Like, where you can hang out with someone and bang them.
Yeah.
That's ideal. You, like, actually like someone and you like how they touch you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not complicated.
And I don't get, one, I think it's really rare. Like, I never find that. Like, with other people, they'd come over and I'd be like, fuck, how long are they going to stay? You know, like, when are they, like, are we going to go to my room or are you... You're just going to be at my house now. Shit. Like, do I have to pay attention to you? I don't really know what what is expected of me right now, you know. But yeah, I don't know.
I usually like make up some excuse and like they have to leave.
Yeah. Well, there's the one where I was like, oh, I'm really, it's so fucked up. Like, I'm really busy tomorrow morning. Like, really, really busy. What? So what time are you leaving?
Oh, yeah. She did not take the hint.
She didn't get it. I forgot saying it until, like, so the next day we went out to go pick stuff up. And, like, she was like, are you still busy? And I was like, whoa, fuck. What? And I was like, and then I thought, I genuinely thought, like, I have something to do today. I'm, like, way too hungover for that. But whatever. That was this whole other thing.
Yeah, I told someone that I had to help my mom with her website once. That was, I think,
that's
was, like...
That's a great one. That's such a great excuse.
Because it's kind of... She kind of has a website, maybe. I don't know. It was a really terrible.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Whoa. Blowing up over here.
Yeah, I might, we might make this a part one of two if this conversation opens up.
All right.
Which is fine. We're at 21 minutes.
That's decent. Okay. Now you know, I'm just texting instead of going into.
Going into
hookup culture? I don't know where you were going with that.
Well, like, see, that's the other thing is, like, with dates, you know, I get people's insecurity about, like, about, you know, like, oh, are you going to be with me? Are we going to be serious? Like,
the whole commitment exclusivity.
Yeah. But I just don't, like, I want it to happen organically. I don't want it to be like this, like, forced up front commitment. Like, I can't commit to something when I barely know you.
Yeah.
And I mean, I could, but I would feel like I wasn't being honest with myself or with the other person.
Yeah.
If I was like, oh yeah, like, we're totally in love in, you know, 5 weeks and like now we're going to be together. Like, that's a lot. That's a way too much, way too fast. But I think, and I don't know, it could be the case that, like, is that what's needed up front to, like, sustain it? Like, I just don't, and we'll get into this in part two of my experiences recently, but now I'm, like, thinking, like, well, fuck, I don't know if that's needed. I remember what it was like to pursue somebody for, like, you know, months and, you know, convince myself that, like, I was in love with them, that I wanted to be with them and all that bullshit. And then, you know, sometime after that, in my mid-20s, it became like this, like, much more rapid pace of development where, like, I talk to them online for a little bit, meet them. We, like, either have really good sex and start being boyfriend, girlfriend, or we would have decent sex or okay sex or boring sex sometimes because they can't take off their clothes. And then we would just kind of fizzle out. But I guess what I'm getting at, it's like, I kind of thought, like, well, you know, neither approaches seem to have sustained growth or plateaued well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's a way to build a foundation for, like, something that lasts? So for me, I was like, well, let me, like, ease into it slowly, get to know the person, make sure we're both on the same page each step of the way.
Yeah. Be, like, super honest in like, what you expect and what you want and, like, what you're gonna do.
Yeah Cool. Well, we're gonna come back and I think that's gonna be the part of next part of this podcast. We'll probably do two or three parts.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, but I'm gonna go deal with the texts that I'm getting.
Whoa. Captain popular over here.
Captain, like, fucking, this conversation is probably gonna inform the podcast. All right. Well, thanks for joining us on Nerdy Board and still barely not quite yet 30. And I'll be 30 fucking soon. That's terrible.
Real soon.
And yeah. Later.
Bye.